Hey guys, I'm back with another episode in the same day. So since the last one was a little short, and I thought, you know, why not make another one? Because I have an idea. There's this game that I heard about, it's super creepy, so today we are going to be talking about the game Granny, and I've played it a little bit, and yeah, I couldn't make it past day two or day one without getting caught. So yeah, I'm gonna try and find some reliable source about this game to let you guys know basically how the game works, what it's about. So yeah, let's get right into it. So I finally found a website. It's HTTPS, the dot over dot thing. I forgot what it was. It's like some type of semicolon or something. I learned this in school, but I do not remember. Plus, it's winter break. Happy late holidays, everyone, by the way. So, it's HTTPS, whatever that little dot thingy is, /twinfinite.net/2018/04/granny-how-2-beat/. So, yeah. How to Beat Granny the Game. Granny is the cult horror mobile game hit, which tasks players with escaping a house after being imprisoned by a spooky grandma. You have 5 days to escape and must do so quietly. As this granny has superhuman hearing, by hiding under beds and sneaking around, escape is possible. So yeah. It's a really creepy game, and it's, you know, with the 5 day rule, it kind of relates to Five Nights at Freddy's, if you guys know that game, which I've played that a little bit too. It's pretty scary, but, you know, it's not as scary as I maybe thought it would be, but Granny's pretty scary. Especially when you see the grandma, like, the avatar grandma in person, because she's pretty creepy. And her voice, oh my goodness. Her voice is so creepy. Yeah. I can't stress enough how creepy her voice actually is. But anyways, this website actually says, like, how to beat Granny, like how to escape Granny and win the game, but I tried searching the about and oh, here's the wiki thing. This website is https that little dot thing /granny.fandom.com/wiki/granny_game. Granny, the game, is not what you're looking for. Look at granny, disambiguation. Oh, I read the wrong thing. Granny is an indie horror video game developed by DVLOPER as a spiritual successor to his Slendrina series. I don't know much about those game series, so we're just gonna move on. It was originally released on on November 24th, 2017 for Android devices. An iOS version came later that year on December 11th, 2017. A PC port was released via the Steam platform on November 20th, 2018. Since March 2018, the game has become increasingly popular in the gaming community, as YouTubers such as DanTDM, that's D-A-N, capital T, capital D, capital M, Dashy Games, Dennis, Kindly Kane, John Wolf, Lightning Blue Dragon, and Vivid Plays channel have played it. The game is currently on version 1.6, released on December 11th, 2018. Then there's this section about gameplay. So we're going to read that. The player finds themselves waking up in a bed if they don't remember in a room they don't reckon that they don't remember. Let's start over. The player finds themselves waking up in a bed they don't remember in a room they don't recognize. They have been locked up in an old, decrepit house by Granny, a crazy old woman or demon who hunts her prey with a bloodied baseball bat. I think in the cell phone version it's... No, that looks like a bat. I thought it was a rolling pin. Yeah. They must explore and find items and tools to help them open the various locks Granny keeps on her front door, all while outrunning her pursuit and hiding in the beds, coffins, and wardrobes found in the various rooms of the house. Yeah, so I deleted this game shortly after, because it scared me too much, so I did not know about the coffins or the wardrobes. Well, I knew about the wardrobes. I figured that out. And I figured the beds out first. But I didn't know there were coffins in her house. Granny has a little bit of a problem. In their mission to unlock the front door, they'll also stumble upon a garage at the bottom of the house, which holds a functional, albeit disassembled car. Should they so choose, they could abandon their original objective and instead focus on using the parts that they find to repair and fuel the car, which can then be used as an alternate escape method. So, like, say you can't find the keys to the front door and you have, like, all these car parts, just go assemble the car and get the heck out of that house, or else Granny will come with her baseball bat if she hears you. Along the way, they'll also run into many other secrets that Granny keeps hidden behind locked doors. Her pet spider makes an appearance as a secondary antagonist. Wow. So, if any of y'all have arachnophobia, me, just a little bit, that's going to be a nice little surprise for ya. The spiders hold up in a cage at the very top of the house. Additionally, a particularly investigative player might find remnants of a broken family, or worse, the remains of Granny's last victim. Wow. Like I said, Granny has a bit of a problem. Will the player be able to escape their prison in the 5 days Granny has so generously granted them, or will they succumb to her unending chase and face their doom in the walls of the house? Yikes. And then there's just like a bunch of teasers, which is just lovely. Oh. And there's also a screenshot of Slendrina being summoned next to a crib from DV Lopper's other game, which is just nice. So yeah. Oh, and then they have a horror game trailer. So if you want to go check out this website for yourself, the links will be in the description in this episode. Like I said, this is a very, very scary game. So if you're like me and cannot handle scary stuff, then I would strongly recommend not downloading this game. If you can handle it, go right ahead. Just heed my warning. Because I knew it would give me nightmares, so I deleted it right away. And yeah. So, anyway, guys, that's all I have for today, and that's all I have for this episode, because obviously I probably said day in the last episode, and look where we are right now, making another episode in the same day. Woo! And, well, anyways, so the website again, I will make a link to both websites in the description, just because I'm not gonna, like, say the URL, because I don't know what that little dot semicolon thingy is. I think it's a semicolon. But a semicolon is a dot over a comma, so. Yeah, someone tell me what that is, so I do not seem uneducated. Please? So, anyways, that's all that I have for this episode today. Said it again. So, anyways, that's all I have for this episode. See you later. Bye!